A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Now we're going.
Okay. All right. First thing. All right, look at me.
I'm looking.
I look like shit. I'm tired, but normal. Normal looking guy, all right?
Yeah.
Soft six. Soft five.
Nah, I'm hard nine.
Oh, thank you.
Hard nine.
Thank you, sir. All right, I'm gonna check this out. Pedophile.
Yeah. Now I'll probably say a soft six.
I've been wearing these all day, and everyone's been like, "What's up, Dahmer?"
Yeah, I can see that.
We're just gonna stay here and watch a videotape, and then you can leave.
My dad made me kill animals every day.
I was even coming to my apartment. I still had these on. I forgot about it, and there was women just staring at me. It's like, Jesus Christ.
That's funny.
Fucking pedophile in the neighborhood.
Did you just get those? Or have you had those?
They came in the mail today.
Nice.
I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I don't have Dahmer. I got these.
I don't have Dahmer glasses. Yeah, they look not creepy. It's like, yeah, that's a normal guy that can't see.
Yeah.
You see me, and it's like, that guy strangles crows. The guy wants to fuck his mom's skull.
Yeah.
I'll wear these in family pictures. Something they could put in my documentary.
And just don't smile, just like in the corner, just like. Yeah.
I'm like just staring at them.
Yeah.
Me and my sister have this plan. It's going to be everyone's, our parents' Christmas present. You know those like 90s portraits?
Yes.
Where, it's got like the faded out picture of your head.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. We're going to wear turtlenecks. And I think I'll wear these glasses. I might get a bigger chain.
Yeah, get a bigger chain and then definitely wear those glasses.
Get a fucking rope chain, some acid wash jeans.
That would be hilarious.
Do that pose where it's like, she's going to be on top of me like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be under.
Tilt your head.
Get one of me like strangling a bird. Like a ceramic bird.
No, so it's out. The pictures are outside. And just like off in the back. Kind of out of focus. It's you just killing an animal.
That's the only one in black and white.
Yeah. Cover the blood
and
everything.
That's from the Netflix documentary. but we can go ahead and... I don't know if I showed you this one yet. Wait, I don't know if you can see this. Hold up. This is probably just popping up on my screen.
yeah, I think it is.
Alright. I didn't plan this.
It's alright.
Yeah, fuck it, I'll figure it out. We'll save those for next time.
All right. Is it the two TikTok video or the two videos you put in the Discord there?
It wasn't the pepper spray defense.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah,
those two I sent today.
Yeah. Was it those?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did watch those. Those are funny. The second one made me very uncomfortable.
Oh, the guy in the dress.
Yeah.
Indianapolis Colts lose the Super Bowl. He's dressed as Velma.
Yeah.
He's like, I should initiate the NFL. Tom Brady bucks my gash. First down.
Yeah, that one made me uncomfortable. The other one I thought was just very cringy. It was funny.
That's my favorite TikTok, is just like white trash thinking they have enemies.
Yeah.
That's so, or there's a lot of them think they're vampire hunters.
I keep getting some that are like, well, it's the same dude, but he pops up every now and then, and it's like, he poorly photoshops like an Independence Day spaceship out like far out there in the sky, and he just like walks out in the middle of the ghetto, and he has like some blue flame that's like poorly edited onto his hand, and he says some badass shit, and then it's just like, that's it. He plays like Linkin Park or like Dad Rock or something like that. I just keep getting that, and it's so funny.
Something I don't know why it doesn't matter.
Or it plays, he plays, it's a Trapped song. It might be Headstrong.
Oh, that's the biggest, like, thinks they're a badass song.
Yeah, I think he always plays that song, and I'm like, man, I feel like I'm four again hearing that song on repeat.
Head game strong, I'll suck off anyone.
Yeah, I think it's that one that they play. Head game strong. Head game strong.
He's just wearing a trench coat, and he's like, if I fall, avenge me.
No, he just wears he has a trucker hat. He just has a t-shirt, and he has got some ripped jeans, and he just walks out into the middle of the yard.
That sounds awesome.
And I'm like, this guy's an Avenger.
Does he hunt vampires?
No.
There's a surprising amount of people who think they are Blade.
I haven't seen anything like that on
my
TikTok.
You haven't? Oh my god, dude.
That's funny.
Oh, I need
though.
To find some. They're so goddamn funny.
I get, like, I don't know if he still does it anymore, because he kind of like ruined his own career, but there's this one guy who goes live on TikTok, and he dresses up like Miles Morales, because he actually does look like Miles Morales. With he has like a kind of, his afro is kind of like out to here a little bit, but it's more like flat top. He kind of looks like animated Miles Morales.
Yeah.
And he just goes on live on TikTok, and he's just in the middle of the street in New York, and he does like, he just thinks he's Miles Morales, and then he starts yelling at the audience that they're not paying enough.
Oh, he's like the Hollywood Boulevard, like, take a picture with me for a dollar.
Kinda, but like, I think it's more so he's just live on TikTok. I don't know if he's actually like standing around having people take pictures with him. But he's just like, he has a Miles Morales suit on and just stands there and talks to people on live. And then he yelled at them one day for, there, it's one of those where it's like, you know, you send in a certain amount of things, like, I don't know what they call it, but if there's 1,000, he gets like so much money out of it. Oh, at one point, it just, like, no one was doing it. Because I think at one point they just stopped watching or whatever. And then he just starts yelling at the audience. He just starts yelling at his phone. This right there, just click on it. Just click on it. I need 1,000 more. Just click on it. Guys fucking suck. And I'm like, you're standing outside in the middle of the street in a Miles Morales costume yelling at your phone.
That's what I'm going to do. Just listen to it. Yeah. Just listen to the pod.
Yeah, just
talk about being gay.
just stand outside of a Walmart, have some speakers and start playing our show, and just be like, just listen to it. Come on.
Hold it up in front of people's face.
Yeah. Come on, just listen to it, please.
No, it's me singing Head Game Strong recorded. Listen to my mixtape.
Come on.
My mixtape just dropped.
It's just one song. I mean, it's one album.
Have you ever been approached by one of those guys?
Like, listen to my album type people?
Like, here's my CD. It's
it's no. Not,
you know, everything's on Spotify. They're like, check out my CD.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It happened once, and it was like, I thought it was free.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you know, cool, thanks, man. He's like, you pay now? And I was like, oh, no. No, and I just like, put it on the ground and walked away.
I would have just ran. Like,
shitty mixtape for $20.
Yeah.
I don't even have a CD player. No one has a CD
Yeah, no one has a CD player anymore.
They don't put them in cars anymore.
No. The cars have the CarPlay now.
Yeah.
For digital shit.
Or just Bluetooth.
What are the other two? But yet, I think whenever SoundCloud first came out and was big, I think one person one time was just like, yo, check out my SoundCloud. And I'm like, no. No.
Was he a rapper? A shitty SoundCloud rapper?
Yeah.
Are there other things on SoundCloud?
It's not like,
check out my metal band. We're on SoundCloud. It's like, check out my shitty rap.
I think for the most part, it's the rappers. But I think it's everything. Like, I think anybody can really just put anything on there.
Dude, check out my podcast. It's on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on SoundCloud. I just talk.
I'm a rapper.
I spit bars.
I really wish. I think it's like, that would be a great segment. I have to find it, because I think it's all taken down. I've told you about like that retarded pedophile white rapper I went to high school with.
Yeah. Yes.
I have one of his songs, like the YouTube, saved in my phone. And it's so fucking...
You're going to have to send that to me.
Funny. It's so goddamn funny. It's like... He had features on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which he just, like, found a black guy that he wasn't friends with. Just like, dude, will you be on my album? Dude does not rap at all. He's never done it.
The black
and
guy.
And he's, like, all about it. He's like, I'm going to be Eminem. And you listen to it, and his part is dog shit, and then this just random black guy kills it. It's the best part. It's very good.
I thought you were saying the black guy never rapped, that he brought on the feature?
The black guy had never rapped before, no.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, and he just kills it.
That's awesome. But yeah, I thought you were going to say he never rapped, so it's just like absolute shit. Or he just didn't rap at all. But amazing. Yeah.
It's the kid that always like is all about it. It's his life. Mm-hmm. He's in the studio every day, which is just like his phone right here.
Yeah.
And
in his bedroom phone, notebook, or probably not even a notebook, but
with his 14-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of him. I'm gonna put up his charges, his mugshot. We'll make the YouTube cover. But his part's just like, yeah, like, fuck, what? Yeah, shit, dog, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you, fuck me.
Fuck me. Like, fuck me in the ass, fuck me.
Fuck me in the ass, fuck me in the ass. I'm not gay, but you can make me suck your dick.
Head Game Strong.
I'll suck off anyone. This is where you can come.
My ass.
In and on my ass and face. Put it in my pussy. I'm not gay, but...
You can put it in my butt.
This is jail. I'm not gay, but we're 19. Yeah, I like Tyler the Creator because that's what he raps about. He's like, "Fuck you, let me suck that dick."
I never really listened to him, but every time I see an interview with him, he's just hilarious. Yeah, I should listen to him because I probably would like him, but.
I mean, honestly, I don't like his style of music. Just a couple songs where it's like, "I'm not gay, but I'll lick your ball." It's like, it's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just throws it in there.
Yeah.
You might like, honestly, you might like a Czarface. If you're going to get into rap, I think you would like Czarface. You're not going to listen to him.
Probably not. I mean, I might. Because, I mean, I like Run the Jewels. I mean, I listen to them occasionally, but I don't know. I think Run the Jewels was like the one, I guess, duo. The real rap that I listened to.
You should listen to Too Short.
Too Short?
Too Short.
Okay.
Ask Chris about Too Short. He likes Too Short too.
I was just talking to him the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called me last week, I think. Yeah, FedEx is fucked.
Is it?
It is beyond fucked. Wow. So the you remember how we had the premium, the $5 premium?
Yeah.
Everyone has it now. It's not like the new workers or anything. They reduced it to like $3, I think. I think the premium is now $3 or something, roughly. And then he said on a Saturday they barely get 20,000.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then he said during the week they barely hit 15K. Just like on a Tuesday or Wednesday. And he works like, I don't know. I don't think he really said like exactly how long, but I think it's about half as long as he usually did. Cause before I left, he went over to Bulk Side. Like, you remember where the trailers were for the trucks?
Yeah.
And like a little bit over was like with the other trucks, but they're on that like rolly platform. I forgot what they called it. It's like where the forklifts and stuff would go. That kind of like back corner. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He worked back there, and then he worked as a forklift. He's forklift certified. He's badass.
Oh, dude, that's fucking hot.
But yeah, he said even over there, like, there's no work. Lines 5 and 6, they don't use anymore. Although that happened before I left. I think I might have told you that. And then Anthony's gone.
No, Tony.
Anthony, even before I left, he was being a bitch, but hopefully,
yeah, I think told me.
I wonder
that.
I wonder if he's listening. That'd be funny.
Is Tony listening?
I don't know.
Dude, our fucking listeners are up.
I saw that. It fucking blew up the other day.
That's crazy.
I was like, we're making it.
They're gonna see our face and be like, "Nah, dude, I'm
not these guys are
anymore.
Ugly as fuck." Two
One's
white
a
men. No,
I thought they were black.
A white man and Jeffrey Dahmer. No, thanks.
I eat black people. If that helps, so they can be a part of me. I have the past because of it.
Yeah. And then what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So Anthony, I think. Was he team lead when you were there, or was he still acting team lead?
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, by the time I was leaving, and it was for a while, he was, like, legit team lead. Like, he was getting the pay for it and everything. As soon as he got team lead, that man did not work. like
the power got to him
at all. This guy, he would just walk off the line and would make me or Justin or even Chris do shit on the walkie and be team lead, even though we weren't team lead. And then he got fired. He got fired because he just didn't show up. At, like, some days he would just not show up. And then Lindsay's leaving. Justin is working night shift now. I think Jason's still there. Little Man is still there. I don't know if you still talk to Alex.
No, Alex, is Alex still there?
Yeah.
Alex, like last, no, it was like, I've texted him like twice in the past 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
I texted him, I was like, what's up, man? How's it going? He's like, dude, fuck off.
I'm like, okay.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, man. What the fuck? Rude. It made me feel shitty. I'm like, dude, why the fuck does everyone hate me?
That...
Like, what the fuck did I do? I don't know. Like, he texts me back, like, you know, a couple weeks later. He's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm just going through some stuff. I'm like, okay. All right, dude. And then he didn't respond. So I was like, well, shit.
But he's dating Anna now. That's what Chris told me.
You the remember? Asian chick?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, Alexander. That's weird because he's racist. That's crazy.
Yeah. Cause
is he even, not? That's what's yeah, crazy.
I even told Chris that. I was like, that's not, I was not expecting that, like, at all. But okay.
He's going to be like, hey, bro, pussy wet.
Yeah. Chris was like, hey, man. She's good looking. That's great. Like, good on you, man. And we're like, and I think that's really it. Other than that, FedEx is just shit now. He can't. He might look for another job or like just a second job.
Why doesn't he become a driver?
I don't know.
That'd be a good gig.
Yeah. I don't know. I should have asked him that, but yeah.
I'm and about then to text Alex now, first time in like 3 months. I'm like, you piping Anna, bro?
Yeah, you can text him. I should text
you. You got the yellow and... fever, son?
I need to text Justin. I haven't texted him in a while. We'll see how he's going. But, yeah. FedEx rant.
I don't text anybody because I feel like they're just going to do what Alex did.
Fuck off, bitch.
Fuck off. Kill yourself. I'm like, all right. It's good to talk to you, man.
I won't do that to you.
I appreciate it.
It's not like we record a pod.
It happened to, like, my best friend since kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah. I was just, like, out of nowhere. Like, we hadn't really, like, we'd text every now and then.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen him in, like, a year. And he's just like, you think you're better than me? I'm like,
what?
What do you mean? He's like, you think you're all high and mighty?
What the fuck?
I'm like,
what did you do, Joe?
I don't know, dude. I just give off a vibe, and I really, like, I can't tell you how many times like strangers have tried to fight me. They just look at me and they're like, nah, fuck this guy.
Well, they'll definitely avoid you now with those glasses.
Yeah, but
you won't be having a fight, but you might have cops on you.
Yeah,
you look kind of like Jeff.
Anonymous reports.
Yeah,
this guy fucking fucks kids.
Jeffrey Dahmer back at it again, and you're just
Jeffrey Dahmer reincarnated.
Just out of store getting groceries.
I should get a yellow beetle. Jeffrey, yeah. Put these glasses on. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'll just be like. I'll just be close by recording. You won't see me,
but I'll record. Just be videotaping me?
Yeah. This is for the next Netflix documentary. Monster 2. Jeffrey Dahmer again. Jeffrey Dahmer back at it again.
Maybe that's what it is. I just give off Dahmer vibes.
Maybe.
Like, oh, hell no. This guy's gay.
this guy definitely kills people.
This guy takes his gay lovers and eats their brains. But Joe, you've known me a decent amount of time. Why do people hate me?
I don't know.
I don't know what I do.
I don't know.
I think I just surround myself with shitty people. Let's blame it on everyone else. I don't have to fix anything about myself.
There's nothing wrong with you. It's the other people in your life.
Yeah, it's everyone else that's wrong. It's all 87 other people that's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I finished season one of Sopranos.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Finally. That was great.
I don't remember what happens. Did they eat ZD at Artie's? Is that the end of season one?
Yeah. They eat at Artie's, but I don't remember if it was ZD or not.
Well, whatever, that you know.
But yeah, they ate at Artie's at the end.
The egg palm.
Yeah.
It's moments like this.
Oh, God. You're about to see my cat.
Yeah, show me that pussy, dude.
There she is.
Hey, a baby tat.
Hello. Okay. I gotcha.
I'll just interview your cat. I forgot your cat's name.
Her name's Ellie.
All right, Ellie. Did that thing be spitting? No comment.
Looks like it's a no.
No comment. Hmm.
I guess we'll never know.
What do you think about the Israel-Palestine conflict, Ellie?
whose side are you on? Are you a pal or are you a Izzy?
Fuck them Jews. Oh, shit. Interesting. Let me just write that down. Okay. This is all being recorded, Ellie.
Okay, bye.
Joe's cat canceled. Pro-Israel statements.
Breaking news. Racist cat on podcast. On very famous podcast.
That would be funny. The third guest is just your cat, the racist cat, Ellie.
Yeah. I'll set up a third camera and desk. And she'll just be there. Just not say a word.
Anytime she's on screen, this is...
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
Might have to censor that.
Oh, it's not YouTube friendly shit.
Yeah.
Age gated.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of cats, apparently my girlfriend signed one of my cats up for a calendar and it made it on the fucking calendar.
Nice. Get the calendar? Just anywhere?
I don't fucking know. Something specific.
Okay. I was going to say, this might be the first.
I'm not going to buy the calendar.
I was going to say, this is going to be the first and only cat calendar I'll get, and I'll just have it be your cat. And just hang it up on
my... Just take his month off.
Yeah.
Hang it up.
I know that cat, kind of. Somewhat.
That cat don't stop by the hood no more. He's too big for us. I know him when he was a little
little pussy.
Little pussy. And that was a big puss.
Yeah. But anyway, Sopranos.
Fuck yeah.
Tony found out that his mother and Uncle June were trying to off him. And then
I forgot that was the first season.
Yeah. And then Uncle June and some of the other whatever they called them. I forgot what they were called. But like the other higher up people in the mob in their little group.
The Capo regime.
Yeah. They got indicted and they were arrested.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me. Christopher and Paulie killed Mike, I think his name is Mike. He was always with Uncle June, the younger guy.
I vaguely remember. Oh yeah.
I think his
yeah.
name's Mike. They're chasing him through the woods, and then he falls into the creek, and then they kill him.
Yeah.
They did that, and then they killed Jimmy because they figured out he was the one with the wire. The big fat guy that was working with Pussy because they thought Pussy had the wire.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy comes back. Jimmy comes back and he's just like constantly asking about the operation and they're just like, no. You got the wire. Yeah.
Fuck yes, Sopranos.
Yep. And I finished Fallout.
Nice.
Have you finished that yet?
I have not.
Damn.
I was watching Reacher.
I need to watch season two. I haven't.
Yeah, I watched the first season. That's some good dad TV right there.
It really is. At first, I was like, "This is kind of stupid," and then you just kind of you can't stop watching.
Yeah, it's really you're invested.
Something about a 7-foot. Super jacked white man with his Ford F-150 just driving. Well, I guess he wasn't driving around. He was walking around.
Yeah. He was Ramboing it.
Yeah. Just, it's pure dad TV, and it's great.
Bad Castle, brother. I'm glad he finally got another role.
Yeah.
Just well, 10 years.
He's in a new movie. He's in a new Guy Ritchie movie with Henry Cavill.
Ungentlemanly warfare.
Yeah, about killing Nazis.
You know he was supposed to be Aquaman, or he tried out for Aquaman?
He was Aquaman.
Who? Bad Castle?
Yeah. He was Aquaman in Smallville, I think.
Was he?
I think so.
Damn.
Hold on. I thought he was.
Well, he was supposed to be in, like, you know,
like the main, DCU, yeah.
But he didn't rehearse. I saw that the other day. I was like, damn it, Thad.
Damn.
Could have had it all.
He'd be a good Aquaman, but he wants to be Batman.
He should be Batman.
I think he'd be a great Batman.
I like Robert Pattinson's Batman.
I do too. I don't like his Bruce Wayne. I don't like his super emo Bruce Wayne. You're not my dad.
My parents are dead.
My parents are dead. Wham,
something wham. In the way.
Something's in my ass. hold on
underneath
here.
Underneath the man.
Yeah, he was Aquaman for 4 episodes in Smallville.
Way to go, Thad.
Yeah. And I think they were supposed to have a show for Aquaman, and it just never happened because it was dog shit or something.
Can we agree Aquaman's the worst superhero?
Yeah. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Jason Momoa was like made him cool for 2 seconds, and then he still sucks.
That's just because everyone wanted to fuck him.
Well, he just didn't make him boring because he was just fucking cowboy about it. Yeah. Every 2 seconds.
Was he? I haven't seen any of the Aquaman.
Yeah, he was just very like, I don't know. Like regular Aquaman, he's very just, I don't know, he's one note, he's very boring. Just like, I guard the fish. I speak to the fish and the fish speak to me, blah blah blah. And then this Jason Momoa Aquaman is like an alcoholic and fucking, I don't know.
I don't want to be a king.
I don't want to be king, but I'll be king. Because that's what I got to
be. The reluctant hero.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that. But also just Batman, typical but Jason Momoa. My parents are dead. There's no other option.
I can be no other superhero except for Batman because my parents are dead.
I have to beat up the mentally ill because my parents died.
My parents are still alive, but I want to be Batman, so.
Yeah.
Anyone out there? I'd like to be Batman, so.
Can I be cast as Batman? I'll be Fat Man.
You could be,
Can
you
I
can
just
be Robin.
Fuck Catwoman?
You can be Robin and wear tights.
I'm down for that. Can I just fuck Catwoman? That's all.
That's all I want.
Talking to, fuck, what's that guy's name that made Beetlejuice? Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Tim, you gotta come back.
I have a great, great idea for Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman.
All right, so it starts, I'm Robin, she's Catwoman, and then we fuck. And he's just like, okay, and that's it.
That's it. I mean, we're going to stop a bank robbery, but that's
it'll
it.
It'll be 3 minutes long. And then
it's going to be... It's going to be test footage for a Catwoman movie, but we're probably not going to send it to any producers or anything like that. But I'm gonna hold on to it. I'm gonna keep it in a safe place until we're ready to make that movie. Okay.
Let's make this. It's movie. Just casting couch, but I'm the one on the couch.
Yeah.
You want to be Robin or not? Now let me peg you.
Now do you want me in the tights?
Like,
you want me in the tights or not?
You gotta eat with my bush. If you don't get to be Batman, you have to be Robin. If you let me fuck you with a strap on, you get to be Aquaman, everyone's least favorite superhero. At least it gets my foot in the door. I'm gonna put foot in you. How about that?
My dream to be a superhero finally came true.
Just limping.
Yeah. Waddling out of the room. I can finally be Robin.
I still wear the glasses.
Yeah.
New Robin, pedophile, question mark? Screen Rant's article is like, the new Robin's a pedophile, probably, maybe.
New and suit leaked for the new Robin, and it's you standing there in the tights, but you still have the Dahmer glasses.
There's cum on my face.
This is straight after the test footage they filmed. Strange liquid on his face.
We need to destroy all the copies of that test footage.
Yeah, this was just an unsuccessful.
An unsuckable predicament.
Unsuckable. Just, it wasn't successful.
Never say
so.
Never, Batman. There's no such thing as an unsuckable predicament. Lex Luthor's gonna blow up the Freedom Tower. Don't worry, I got this. That's all Robin's for. He's just a fuckboy.
How will Robin get out of this pickle? Find out next week. And then the next episode
Bane's
just
so
opens up and he's just throating.
We have to stop Bane, Robin. Oh, I see the problem, Batman. His stupid balls are too full.
His hard I'm throbbing cock is sticking out of his leotard. Don't worry, Batman. I got this.
The boy pussy wonder. Something in the way.
Something's in my ass.
That movie, that song plays like 8 times during that movie.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I kind of
like
hated it.
I loved that song until that movie came out.
Yeah, same. I was... I liked it as a like for the trailer. I was like, "Oh, this is perfect. It sets the tone right. It's awesome." And then you watch the movie. It starts with the song. Halfway through, it plays the song. When he's just like riding around,
it plays it.
Yeah, and then at the very end, after Catwoman dumps him, it plays again, and then it ends, and I'm like, we got it. We got it the first time.
Yeah.
And then I keep seeing people. Yeah. I keep seeing people, like, for part two when that comes out, they're like, they need to play this Nirvana song, and I'm like, no.
Grandma, no. Take me home. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home.
No, they should have just played Trapped. Head game strong.
It plays eight times. Maybe.
Head game strong, take you on.
That'd be for the Robin, maybe.
Yeah, Robin the the bussy wonder. The
suck boy wonder.
Throbbin the suck boy wonder.
He's wearing assless chaps.
Don't worry, Batman. Throbbin's got this. Head game strong. Take you on.
The reason the Joker's crazy is because stupid balls are so full. Oh, it was Batman.
Don't worry, Chodler. I'll drain it for you.
Yeah, it's that gay porno we wrote.
Yeah. This is the spinoff of that
conservative
one.
Conservative Batman.
Yeah, conservative Batman spinoff, Throbbin' the Gay Boy Wonder. Suck Boy
That's
Wonder.
That's my boy pussy. I adopted him for a reason.
No, Chudler. He's mine. He's Get my boy.
Boy. Get your own fuck boy.
Go to your own orphanage and get a suck boy for yourself.
Bruce Wayne's a devout Catholic.
He's a priest.
Commissioner Gordon's a priest. A taskmaster.
Oh, yeah.
Go round up these boys. What are they doing? Crimes?
Commissioner.
Yeah.
Commissioner, I see you round up some new boys that I could...
Save.
Bring into my home and save because they don't have any family.
Just like Jeffrey Epstein and P. Diddy. That's all they were trying to do. They were trying to save.
I have a very special island that I can take them to. Don't have a family there.
Have you ever... there's this clip. I'll have to send it to you, but it's like Louis C.K. interviewing the Catholic Church. And they're like, the reason we fuck little boys is because they have purity. Well, and it's like a little diagram. It's like, so when we fuck the boys, the purity is extracted, and that's what we make Bibles out of. And it's like,
I've never seen that. That's hilarious.
He's holding like a white brick. He's like, see, this is the boy's purity. And it goes down into that grinder and make Bibles. And he just like drops it.
Oh my God.
He's like, wow, that's so interesting. He's like, now you grew up Catholic, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, so did we get you? He's like, no. He's like, think about it. And then he's like, oh yeah, I guess you did. And he's like, tears are rolling down his face. He's like, we're very thorough.
That's funny. Yeah, you'll have to send that to me. That's hilarious.
Tough to find.
Yeah, they definitely didn't get me. Definitely.
They got me. I'm not even Catholic.
I don't think that was the church. I don't think that was the church. I think that was just a random guy.
I was 9 and I walked into a Catholic church with fishnets. I knew what I was doing.
I'm ready to be an altar boy.
That'd be so funny if just like a gay kid hears about the Catholic Church. It's like, Mom, can we go?
please, Mom. I want to be an altar boy so bad. It's my dream.
No, Dame Judy Dench. They named their son Dame. No, Dame Judy Dench.
No.
We're an agnostic family.
You can only believe in a higher being, not God.
But you can't confirm whether
or not.
But
also,
you
cannot believe in God at all.
There may or may not be a higher power. We don't know.
But you must remain open-minded for anybody you run into, because you don't want to offend them. However, you don't believe in God. So, no, you can't.
Oh, shucks.
Dang it. How else am I going to get some wiener up my butthole?
priest wiener.
Father wiener.
Like, he like sneaks into Catholic Church. He's in Sunday school. He's like, Daddy? Question, Daddy. It's father. Father, daddy, father.
Father, question. Father, daddy.
When father, did we daddy. Get to the sodomy? Where are the dogs?
How about we go get some ice cream and we can talk about that?
Why don't you drink some of the blood of Christ? And I'll tell you about it over the blood of Christ.
How about you go through communion first, and I'll take you to go get some ice cream, and then, yeah.
Drink some NyQuil so you grow up big and strong.
Yeah, instead of the blood of Christ, it's just a thing of NyQuil.
That would be very funny if, like, a kid coming on to a priest. That's, like, not into it.
Yeah, yeah.
The kid just comes, sits down, and, like, rubs his leg.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Hey, Father Daddy. Don't touch me, please. Oh, come hey, on.
Daddy Maxwell.
Have you been praying to the Lord today, Father Daddy? Son, I need you to stop touching me before I kick you out of that church.
Son, please stop playing footsie with me.
The Lord does not want that. Is that what he told you?
The Catholic
yes,
Church
he told
spoke.
Me multiple times today that that I cannot do that. Nor
Catholic
do I want
Church
that.
The Catholic Church no longer acknowledges Mambla as a division of the Catholic Church. Our fellow priest over at Mambla.
Mambla. Fuck the church.
Yeah. Controversial take. Fuck God.
Yeah. He's not real.
Fuck church.
Fuck church. He's not real.
Just lightning strikes.
Yeah. Jesus just pops in. Hey, man, that's rude. You don't have to say that.
Whoa, Jesus.
Whoa. I still don't believe in you. You're just some dude. Why are you doing it in my house?
No, I just completely turned around. We were just talking about how much we love you and appreciate your sacrifice.
I'm going to church tomorrow. I know I missed a couple days, but I miss going. J-Man, I miss going. I'll be there tomorrow.
But Jesus, I'm so sorry for what those dirty Italians and or Jews did. Those Italians and those
that was just
Jews.
Wrong. That was just wrong. And I wish I could just carry your burden for you, you know? I wish I could. But
what if that was Hitler's plan? Like, we're making it up to Jesus. This one goes out to Jesus.
That would be wild. That would be wild.
This one's for Jesus.
Yeah.
You take one of ours, we take about 10
about
million of yours.
10 million of yours. Look
eye
what you did
eye.
To J-Man.
That'd be so funny.
The gas chamber just has like a shrine of Jesus, and it's just like, look at what you did to this man. Think on it.
My beautiful boy.
My beautiful J-Man.
If Jesus was right here right now, I'd kiss him.
You took away my beautiful boy from me.
My beautiful boy, Jesus. Miss you every day. R.I.P.
Yeah, he walks into the camp, and he's just like, love you, boo.
This one's for you.
J-Man. And then proceeds to annihilate a fucking
well,
race of
dude,
people.
They like it is crazy, dude. It is insane how anti-Semitism is still like very prominent now. Like it's coming back.
I find it hilarious that people think the Holocaust is not real.
People think the Earth's flat. People are stupid as fuck.
Yeah, but like, yeah. But
now
nah,
they're
still
making it up to get sympathy.
Yeah.
Dirty fucking shit.
That never happened. talking about?
No, I'm talking about like the Israel stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I know.
All these college students are like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
They're all like, for like forever, you know, for the past at least 5-6 years, everyone's been like, we need to be accepting of everyone's beliefs.
Yeah.
Everyone can think. And then immediately they're just like, nah, dude, we need to like fucking kill all these Jews.
Yeah.
Like immediately. First
Holocaust didn't happen. Like, they need to be wiped out.
I had a history teacher tell me, like, everyone goes after the Jews immediately. And it's so true. Like, just one thing happens, they're like, yeah, dude, fuck them Jews.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's all KKK and all that shit. It's all there.
I think the KKK is more tolerant towards Jews than
they are, but they
college students are.
Yeah. Yeah, college students are just a different breed nowadays.
They're just retarded.
Yeah.
There's like, yeah, I saw this on Instagram, so hashtag free Palestine. Here's a picture of my tits until we free Palestine. My OnlyFans is 50% off until we free Palestine.
Top 1% OnlyFans. Free Palestine.
And fuck, hashtag fuck jizz.
Fuck jizz.
No, not like that. Hashtag.
Not sexually.
Hashtag don't fuck jizz.
Hashtag fuck Jews, not sexually.
Hashtag Holocaust 2.
Hashtag Holocaust 2 electric boogaloo.
That's how it's written in the history books.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of TikToks and like Instagram reels, and it's just like people, Holocaust 2, electric boogaloo.
It's a documentary 10 years from now, and it's a picture of, it's like, and to quote Britney Spears, whoops, I did it again.
Uh, 2024 became the year of Holocaust 2 electric boogaloo.
Dude, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
That would be insane. You just see selfies of like in front of like a gas chamber.
Yeah. In front of the gas fucking chamber.
They're skeet shooting babies.
Jesus Christ.
That's what they used to do.
Yeah, I know. I just still.
And now everyone's like, yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
They're making it up for clout.
Yeah. But the earth is flat.
Yeah. I mean, you can't argue with that. That's just science.
Yeah.
That's just science I didn't read.
Yeah.
I'm but how come? By the way,
but how come I can't see the end of the world?
Because you don't believe hard enough.
I guess
you got to take a boat out there.
Yeah, but then what if I end up falling? What if I end up falling off the world? I don't want to do that.
That's why we don't venture out there, because horizons are scary. New ideas are scary, Jeff. Let's just stay in the frame of mind of what they thought in the 1700s.
Yeah.
Where it's safe.
Okay. Yeah.
The Earth's flat because that's what they thought.
Earth's flat and it's just Britain. And that's it.
No
America yet.
America's not real.
Yeah, America's not real. There's no new world. It's just the old world.
That'd be a fun conspiracy theory to start. America's not real.
America's not real.
It's like you saying, like, the country shouldn't exist, like, it's corrupt or something. It's like, nah, dude, this is just, like, a simulation.
It's just
everything
China.
Else is real. Yeah, once you fly out of America, then it's all real again.
Yeah.
They
just
put
in
VR
a bubble.
Goggles on you.
Once you get out of the bubble, it just becomes clear.
Once you get out of the Matrix.
Yeah. Everyone's just jacked into the Matrix right now.
Oh, have you, there's another motivational guy who I fucking hate. He's not as, you know, douchey as the ones we've talked about, but it's Gary Vee. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I hate him.
Oh my God. You're not happy with your job? Why don't you just quit?
Yeah.
Why don't you just quit your job and do what you, why don't you collect comic books? Do what you love.
There was one that he was like, trying to tell people to cut their family out of their lives or something like that.
That's baggage, bro.
it was like violent. He was like getting violent about it, and I'm like, dude, calm down.
He definitely has like daddy issues.
He's got issues.
My dad didn't support my wine store.
I'm gonna kill him because he doesn't support me anymore.
My dad's pro-Jews, and I'm not about that shit. Hashtag Holocaust to you.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, guys, why don't you just... What are you? What, you got three kids? You're relying on your job for health insurance? Just quit, bro.
Just quit.
Do what you love. Be an interpretive dancer. Do what you love.
Yeah, I haven't seen this stuff in a while. Now homeless. Yeah. I haven't seen his stuff in a couple of years, actually. I should see what crazy shit he's saying now.
Don't want to see it. It's just so annoying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. All motivational speakers are annoying.
They are. And here's the real problem I have with it. Is like, they're always like, you gotta get rich, you gotta get out of the Matrix.
Yeah.
Their money comes from the dumb fucks that listen to them about their bullshit. Yeah.
It's either that or parents.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. This is how you get rich. This is how you should get rich. First, already have $3 million in your bank account right now.
Yeah.
And then
they're like, why don't you just buy a McDonald's? It costs like $3 million to buy a McDonald's.
Yeah, there was a while back, I don't remember exactly. It was like a few months ago. I kept getting a TikTok of this girl that's like, you want to know how I could afford this house by myself as a 19-year-old influencer? And then you keep watching it, and like half the things she listed is from her dad. It's just like...
My dad pays the mortgage.
That's pretty much what it was. It was just like, so my dad flies me out on a private jet out to LA or whatever, and then he puts the down payment down on this house, and then I pay whatever, and I'm just like, you didn't do anything.
I pay 5% of the mortgage.
Yeah, you're not doing shit.
I'm really struggling to pay my $100 of the mortgage this month. Yeah.
I have a monthly payment of $50 I have to send to my parents.
I could never. If my daughter was like, guys, look at my tits and my big house, my dad bought. I'd be like, dude, get the.
That's a smack in the face.
Addict. Yeah, you're fucking disowned.
Yeah.
Why don't you find a nice husband, you fucking whore?
You whore. Yeah.
Oh, there's another great guy who I can't remember his name. It's like he's got a group. It's like the cult of his name or something like that. Mm-hmm. The Cult of Josh, we'll just say. I'll have to look him up.
Okay.
But he's like, he's more of like, he's motivational. Get out of, you know, your mindset, get into the grind set.
Yeah.
But he's also like sales.
Okay.
But he's like super aggressive to these people that take this class. Like, people are stupid. They sign up for this shit. And he'll just get into, like, this guy's face. He's like, why are you fucking fat? I wouldn't buy shit from you, fat fuck. And he's just, like, a ripped old guy. He's roided up. But there's one that's great because he's, like, he's asking this guy, he's like, how many units do you move a month? The guy's like, five, something. He's like, all right, hypothetical. Let's just say I kidnap your family. And then... I say, you have to sell 20 units this month or I'm killing your wife and kids. What do you do now? And he's like, I guess I would sell 20 units. He's like, then why aren't you doing that now?
What the fuck?
Well.
Why is it so extreme?
I know. Well, I'm going to rape your wife if you don't sell 20 units this month. Jesus.
I'm going to castrate you if you don't sell this many units by tomorrow.
All the damn leads. This old lady's confused. Sell her something she doesn't need. Yeah, he's great. I'll have to find him.
Yeah.
That's what we should just start doing.
Be motivational speakers.
Yeah. Dude, are you tired of working at Wendy's? Start a podcast where you make fun of vegans.
You tired of working at FedEx and moving boxes for 2 hours a day?
Start 2 hours a day and making $80.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty good job.
Yeah. You're tired of making $25 an hour working at FedEx, but only working for 2 hours a day?
Yeah.
Start a podcast.
Start a podcast. Where you talk about the Catholic Church raping boys and then rewriting movies to make them gay. What's stopping you?
Yeah.
What's stopping you from living?
What else gives you that much freedom? Not Wendy's. Not FedEx.
Not Wendy's.
Podcasts.
Live our life where we wake up at 12.
And record for an hour.
Record for an hour a week.
And then go back to bed.
Yeah, go back to bed.
And make hella money. I will definitely not say the exact amount, but...
If the IRS is listening.
Let's just say I am rolling in it.
I could afford meat this month.
I could go to the grocery store this week.
I buy imported water.
Let's just say I went to the car wash this week.
This is my life. Follow me as I take you on the journey of my life as a 23-year-old influencer and how I afford imported water. So first things first, Dad gives me his credit card. And then the chauffeur takes me to the grocery store, but not the regular grocery store. The grocery store for rich people only. Oh, there's Paris Hilton. All right, and then we go over, and I'm not carrying these fucking bags. I'll get my manservant to do it that Dad hired.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. Subscribe. Like us.
Anyways, I'm going to go back to my house that my dad bought and owns and lives in.
What's stopping you from achieving this? Living with your parents in their mansion and being an influencer.
Now get out there.
Dude, I would have no shame.
What?
If I was like, I would just be a fucking douchebag.
If you were an influencer?
People hate me now that I'm poor. Unless I might as well just be rich. I can buy friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
The owner of the place I work at, his son is kind of like that guy.
Oh.
He's kind of like, he lives off his dad. Like, heavily, like, just doesn't do shit, really.
Yeah.
Because we were all, like, watching his TikTok, and it was just an utter disappointment. Mm. And his dad will say, he's like, I'm so disappointed in him. The wrong kid died. Yeah, he's just like, dude. Because there's one, he, like, openly cheats on his wife. There's just pictures and videos up of him and his girlfriend, like, right above, like, a picture of his wife and kids. There's one where he's like, he's got like a bottle of not Jack Daniels, like fucking top shelf shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He that's the part that sucks about him, is that he like pretends he's a redneck.
Oh, okay.
Like he's like, he wears like, you know, ripped up jeans and flannel.
Yeah.
He's like, hell yeah, brother. Just an $800 bottle of whiskey. And then he's like branding himself in the video.
What?
Yeah, dude, he's fucked up.
What the fuck?
His dad bought him a racing team. He's a race car driver.
The son that he's disappointed in.
Yeah, yeah, the other one died.
Okay.
Yeah, wrong kid died.
Yeah, that's fucked.
But it is funny to just like openly cheat on your wife and
yeah, post about funny. It. That's funny to have life of pictures. A
48-year-old race car driver with his 23-year-old girlfriend, while my bitch wife waits at home.
It's pretty fuck funny to Deborah. Have the pictures of your wife and your girlfriends right
on
next
the
to
same
each other.
Account.
Yeah,
to the public.
That is funny. That is funny.
Maybe that's his friend, and then it's just like them making out.
Yeah. That's
maybe
just how they
really close.
That, hey, man, that's how friends express their love.
Me and Joe kiss. What are you trying to say?
All the time.
That we're gay? No, it's friendship.
We're just two bros, okay?
Maybe that's why everyone texts me like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Fuck you.
You don't kiss them
enough.
I was
just trying to kiss. Like bros do.
Come on, man. All right, next time I just won't use tongue. That's all right.
What, you're not into Frenching? Everyone in the fifth grade's doing it.
The fifth grade.
I take advice from my cousin who's in the fifth grade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's fingering. I'm getting really into fingering right now. I'm going to go under the bleachers and practice smoking. Smoking Smarties. To impress this girl in my class.
But then I'll finger her later.
Yeah, I just love fingering. Dude, you like it, the pussy gets all wet. You don't know what you. I'm my age, but I'm just like a middle schooler. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's like, so yeah, like you, like you put it in her butt, and the baby comes out her belly button.
Yeah,
that's why I stick to fingering. I'm not ready to be a dad.
The little Joe I have down there gets all big and hard, and I just don't know what to do with it. And then I feel really good after. And then all of a sudden,
I just hump my pillow.
And then it's all like of a sudden, the baby comes out of the belly button, and then, and then I throw the baby into a dumpster.
Let's start like middle school rooms. Did you know Joe's a butt baby? That's why he's gay, because it came out of his mom's ass.
So he likes it.
I heard it
from
the janitor told me, dude. Janitor fucked his mom. He also taught me how to finger.
That's my dad?
That's my dad?
That's my dad?
Dad!
I just want to be like you, Dad. I want
to
be a janitor.
Teach me how to finger.
But also teach me how to take out the trash.
Yeah, I'm just really... I'm learning to smoke weed this summer.
I'm really getting into smoking cigs and weed, you know, as a 10-year-old.
I heard Joe's mom had like 28 abortions. Did you hear that from Joe's dad? He told me.
Yeah, he told me. He was there for a couple of them.
My dad told me. He's a gynecologist. He's the one who taught me how to finger.
Yeah.
You know, he's really good at it.
He gets paid to finger women. You know that?
He's paid. Dude, when I grow up, I'm going to be a fucking gynecologist. Get paid to finger women. Finger pussies.
That sounds hot, dude. Smoking Smarties. Oh, dude, that sounds hot, bro.
That's some good shit, brother.
That's some sweet candy you got there, brother.
I was in Boy Scouts. No, I wasn't raped.
Okay.
Maybe I was. I don't know. Maybe I blocked it out. I was in Boy Scouts. And I mean, I was young, but I feel like these guys were like 15 or 16, and they were exactly like how we're describing now.
Yeah. Smoking Smarties and.
No, just like making up stories, like lying to children about getting laid.
Yeah.
Like I didn't like at the time. I'm just like, that's cool, dude.
And dude, that's
but then
fucking
in hindsight,
sick.
I'm like. Yeah, they were just lying to feel good.
Yeah.
I swear to God, he's like, yeah, it was just like, you know, unrealistic. He's like, yeah, he went in first. Jacob went in first, and I like watched the door. And then Jacob's like, yeah, dude, like I fingered her. Then I fingered her butt, and she really liked that. But then like, I like, But when you put it in, dude,
it's like nothing else, dude.
Boy diggity. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crab apples. And this chick was like a fucking dude, she was like a fucking model, not to brag. See, like, she's in Maxim. I'm like, so you fucked like a 24-year-old woman at a house
yeah, dude.
Party?
Yeah.
And then the other guy's like, yeah, I went in after, and it's kind of gross because he like nutted on her. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, why are you running a train
yeah.
the first time? Oh, and okay. They also like would tell us, you know, that, have you ever heard that thing? It's like, feel that?
That's
what a pussy feels.
That's what it
like.
Feels like, yeah.
I guess it kind of does.
Oh, we're fucking stupid.
A mouth pussy.
Well. I mean, we can stop it here when we're being stupid.
One last question for you, Jeff.
Okay.
Would you have your ribs removed to fuck your mouth pussy?
No, I'm good.
I don't think I would either.
I want to keep my ribs.
I don't like the idea of like blowing anything.
I also don't like the idea of being able to like fold like. Like, I don't want to just, like, stand up and just, like, fold forward and just, like, never.
Dude, but then you can put a dick in your mouth.
I don't want that.
Yeah, me neither. Like, no, it's like you're getting head from yourself. That seems so fucking weird. Like, that
it
people
does.
Do that.
It's.
I'll send you a picture.
I don't need a picture.
I'll send you a picture of it. It's Ron Jeremy doing it.
I don't need a picture.
I'll send you a picture of it. Make that the thumbnail for the YouTube
video. Oh my god. Remind me, we had to start an OnlyFans for that one.
What, and just post other people's nudes?
Yeah. Yeah. This dudes, is definitely
Ron
me,
Jeremy.
Dude.
Picture of Ron Jeremy's dick.
Just a black guy. That's definitely me, dude.
Is OG Mudbone? You seen OG Mudbone?
Yeah, yeah.
Human fire extinguisher. Yeah, that's all me.
Yep, definitely me.
I'm a baby's arm. That's all me. I'm Gavitz. R.I.P. OG Mudbone.
R.I.P.
This episode's dedicated to OG Mudbone.
Sponsored. Sponsored by OG Mudbone.
Shout out to Israel and Palestine, whichever side you support.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for our sponsor, Gary V.
And Thad Castle. Almost
Thad
Aquaman.
Castle. Watch Reacher Season 3 and Smallville, those three episodes he was in.
Yep. And then I'll rewatch the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles because he was Raphael in that one.
What, like he voiced?
He voiced and was the motion capture. Those movies suck.
Oh, you're
so.
Saying he was the turtle, like he's a turtle.
No, he was.
They
the
need
turtle.
To bring. They need to do that again. Just put him in those shitty costumes.
Oh yeah, yeah. They should do that. I miss those. Those ones are the best.
Those were way better.
But yeah, he wore, I mean, you can find it on, if you can just like find the pictures of the actors in the motion capture suits, and there's just a big ass shell on their back. And
why?
One of them, I don't know. And then one of them is just 8 foot tall, Alan Ritchson, Thad Castle in an alley. Just wearing a mocap suit. I don't think he was as big, though. I mean, he's obviously tall, but I don't think he was
he's
as
pretty
jacked.
Hefty, brother.
Was he?
Yeah, not as big as he is now. He's like a fucking.
Well, I mean, I went back in Ninja Turtles days. I don't think he was as big as he was now.
Oh yeah, it's called progress.
I know.
Get with it. Also, get out the way.
It also wasn't that long ago. This man was.
He's probably roiding.
I think he is.
He has to be.
Has to be. Because he's like. He's like The Rock, right now.
Oh, The Rock's definitely juicing.
Oh yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, he's like as big as The Rock now. He has to be juicing. I guess he is bigger than The Rock now since he's taller. I think he's taller than The Rock.
I don't think people understand. Like, there are, like, this is coming from a fat fuck who used to exercise. There is such thing as unattainable.
Yeah.
They're definitely fucking juicing. That's the only way. Growth hormones is the only way to get like that.
Yep.
So don't feel shitty.
Don't feel shitty if you don't look like Chris Evans, Captain America.
Stay on the grind set, brother. Just quit your job and abandon your family.
Yeah, that's going to be our motivational speaking shit. It's just going to be like degrading people that's trying to work out. You're not going to be like that guy.
No. Unless you're juicing. Why don't you get some donuts?
After you hit that one rep, go ahead and go down to Dunkin' Donuts and get yourself a dozen. All right?
You've earned it.
You've earned it. You did one pump of the iron and then you're good.
It's pumping iron. It doesn't mean you have to do it all at once.
Do one today and then do one, I don't know, 3 days later. And then poof, weight is still there.
I just start taking GHB. I get fucking jacked. And I start being like, I didn't use gear. Okay. I've got that like Zac Efron square jaw. Clearly. I've got like
clearly had work.
My hairline's down to here.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I follow the one donut, one rep rule. One dumbbell, one donut.
No, dude, I'm definitely not juicing or anything. I got the one donut, one rep. All right.
Oh, brother. I eat a lot of eggs. I go to Dunkin'. It's a sponsorship for Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I go down and I get the bacon, egg, and cheese McMuffin from McDunkin from Dunkin' Donuts.
You get some donuts and you put the donuts on the bar to lift. That's a sponsor.
What I do is I do a slow walk on the treadmill and I tie a little headband with the string coming down. There's a
there's a donut. You gotta go chase it. Gotta go get that donut.
But after about a minute, I just turn the treadmill off and I eat the donut.
I grab it.
I just grab it. I have hands. Why would?
Yeah. Why would I? That makes no sense.
I'm not a fucking dog.
I'm a human being.
I'm a human being, David. It's like people, I'm sorry, people thinking I'm not a person.
God.
Get your bitch ass over to Dunkin' Donuts today.
Yeah, that's the commercial for Dunkin' Donuts. It's just like some fat ass.
God, you better buy our donuts like a man.
All right, I gotta go eat.
Yeah, I'll take this.
Hungry.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.